What's up, everyone? It's Isaiah, the host of the Zay SMR podcast. Now, usually, this show is about mental health struggles, building creative communities, giving personal or comedic interviews slash solo takes on current events or news for people just going through tough times, dealing with the pandemic, or just life. We also, you know, want to build a creative community and give people insight to the news that they might not hear otherwise. But today, it's Podtober. It's Halloween. It's Linguini. It's Halloween tomorrow. So I wanted to do an episode where I go through and I get to go through Podbean. I don't know if this is taboo or not. They are another podcast hosting service. They posted a bunch of questions that I thought would be fun to run through to get the audience, to get you to know me better, and to just have a conversation and chill for Halloween. So get your candy corn out. Yes, get your candy corn out. And okay, right before we hop into these questions that I will answer for you to help you get to know me, I just wanted to say yes, if you go back and have been listening to all of my episodes, a few of them at the beginning are gone. And I just wasn't, you know, I was just pushing stuff out to really get my career in podcasting started. And I'm so grateful for those episodes. But I just decided to remove them because, you know, they're not my best work, and I'm trying to put out only things that I'm proud of. And so I did remove those, but hey, this episode, you'll get to know me a little bit better, and we will not talk about Meta. We will not talk about Facebook. Trust me. And so let's hop into these questions. Oh, also, before I continue, sorry to keep cutting you off, but it's really me. I pushed all of my intro, outro, like, advertisement stuff to the very end because, yes, I'm sorry, I do need it. I'm struggling, but no worries, it's at the very end, and I won't tell you what to do. If you want to listen to it, go for it. If not, this is about Halloween, dang it. So let's get into these questions. The first one here is, turn your podcast title into a horror movie title. Feel free to play along with me if you want to. Go to Zay_SMR on Twitter and Instagram and comment or leave me stuff in my DMs there. Go for it, or on Spotify community tab. But enough ads, here we go. Turn your podcast title into a hoarder movie title. It would be Hoarders. It would be Hoarders because there's clothes everywhere, there's a cat underneath the toilet, and there's snakes coming from the drains, and now there's a snake on the plane. And you know, that is what, no. But seriously, turn your podcast title into a horror movie title. Man, you know, it was created to be such a chill thing, like ASMR. But let's see, it would have to do with the SMR. So it would have to be like Zay, and it would have to be like so much red, like so much blood. No, yeah, that's good. We won't go in any further. Okay, now it says, shout out your favorite horror podcast. Now, I'm just going to shout out the Z1 pod. So go to Good Pods, go to any podcast streaming service and go support them. But other than that, I don't really know them personally or listen to a lot of episodes. But for me, I don't really listen to a lot of horror episodes. So I guess I would have to say the TMG podcast and... the Tiny Meat Gang podcast, because they did a live show where they dressed up in costumes and had gave out miscellaneous items to little kids. You know, hey, don't judge me, judge them, okay? I didn't do it, they did it. It was hilarious, and without context I realize that sounds weird, but I'm not gonna back down in this moment. It's Halloween, okay? That's what Halloween, you get to be who you're not. You get to say things you know. That's okay, let's stop. Okay, next question is, what horror movie icon haunts your podcast? Oh, it's definitely Michael Myers. And what's the reason for that? There is no reason other than the fact I cannot stop seeing him on all these Halloween ads. He's popping up here, he's popping up there, he's popping up on TikTok. And I'm sick of them. I hope I haven't seen the new Halloween movie. I did hear someone say that it wasn't good, but don't take my word for it. But I heard it wasn't good, and they murked that man. So shout out to them. Shout out to Halloween. Shout out to Jeanette McCurdy or whatever her name is. I'm sorry if I offended. And okay, next Podtober, Podbeam, Podcast Fam question is opinion on pumpkin spice lattes. Now, yeah, this is really letting you get to know me. I'm not a big coffee drinker. And if I do drink coffee, it's pretty much decaf just to trick my system or trick myself into thinking like, oh, I've got a lot of energy. But no, I really don't. It's really the sugar packets and 2 cups of French vanilla creamer that I put into it. That's what it really was. Pumpkin spice, it's cool. It's cool one time a year, and then it's kind of over with. I have a pumpkin in my kitchen, and if you ask me what I was going to do with it after tomorrow, I'd say I'm going to punch it. I'm going to punch it like a baby. What the heck? Next question. If your podcast was a horror movie, what would be the opening line? Oh, okay. Let's see. Like an intro? The opening intro would be, while you're relaxed and sleeping, you're calm and listening to ASMR. You're getting the chill vibe. And that is when, dun-dun-dun, your life is at its end. That's if you want to cast me for voiceovers, be my guest, but that's just something slight. You know, we dress for the seasons on this podcast, so it's only appropriate, you know. let's move on to the next one here. I hope this isn't fast paced. This is really something new, but I'm glad that you get to know me in the process. Next question is, what horror movie icon would you want as a co-host? Oh man, first thing that comes to mind is Freddy Krueger. Because I don't know if anyone's ever heard of It's Real 85. He made like these GTA movies out of just doing voiceovers on the video game, and it's crazy. Go check out their YouTube channel. He has a Freddy versus, I think it is a Freddy versus Michael Myers, I think, or Freddy versus Jason. And he has a series, and Freddy is just the coolest dude. He's rapping, he's rhyming, he's slicing and dicing. And I just thought, I mean, that's just the first thing that came to mind. So that's what I have to say, you know, on the podcast where I want to share my poetry and I want to share other people's art and their comedy and their life. You know, Freddie wants to take away from that. So we're the perfect balance. We're the perfect balance. He sleeps, I'm awake, he kills in his sleep, and I don't. So he not kills in his sleep, he kills in your sleep. And I don't. So I think we're the dynamic duo that Podtober needs. If someone dedicated a room of a haunted house to your podcast, what would it look like? It would look like beautiful clouds. It would look like beautiful clouds raining like Squid Game. Squid Game review to come soon. I just finished it today or yesterday. Anyway, I would guess it would rain because, you know, soft, it's raining. You know, some people like the rain. I love the rain personally. I fall asleep to the rain sounds. But it's October, so I have to say this. It would rain blood. I'm sorry. I have to say it. It'd be raining blood, and babies would be punching everyone in their kneecaps. And, you know, a lot of people, growing up, I had a preconceived notion, and I've changed, okay? But this is what I felt growing up. I felt that people, particularly of the female sex at the time, all I knew was the binary. Now I know so much more beyond that, but anyway, I thought people of that of the female sex had baby face kneecaps, and I would be like, gross, you got baby face knees, put your knee back right now, look in the mirror, I guarantee if you identify as a girl, right now, go look in the mirror. Go push your kneecaps back and tell me that's not a baby face, okay? And there'd be baby face killers smacking people in the kneecaps in my haunted house, okay? That's what I gotta say. Oh man, this one gets deep. What is your biggest podcasting fear? My biggest podcasting fear is that no one cares about what I have to say. And also that, no, but this is really therapeutic though, so I don't really care. I just talked about babies punching people in the kneecaps, and I don't really mind nor care what you think. But I think it would be burnout. I think that's my fear with anything. When it comes to real life and my job, and I'm applying to become a physical therapist or go to physical therapy school, and I kind of see this as a part-time job. And it would suck to stop doing this, because you are investing your time in me, and I'm investing a lot of time into getting this out to you. And this is something I've always wanted to do. This is opening up so many different avenues for me. I've been looking into live streaming, stream decks, and getting my Switch to be on the live with my Mac. And this has opened up so many avenues and so many ways for me to become who I truly want to be. I've always, if you know me, I like to write poetry, and I've always wanted to direct music videos, and I've always wanted to write songs, but I never knew how. But once I got this microphone in front of me, it has kind of empowered me and opened me up to my creative avenues, and that's just what I needed during this time. So I've written a lot of poetry, I've written a lot of songs, and for this to open up so many doors for me, it would suck if this door just suddenly closed, but God willing, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. And I'm at such an exciting spot where I can see the possibilities of doing this continuously and the payoffs for it in the years down the line. And it's exciting. And so, yeah, sorry. My biggest fear is not doing this anymore. Not making content. Not, you know, reconnecting with my friends. Not reconnecting with my family. And so, yeah, that's my biggest fear. Let's see. What's the best ghost story from your podcast? I don't have a ghost story that I've told, but since my mom moved in to her house that she lives in now, I've always said that the ghost Tommy looks out for her. And Tommy is the noises you hear in the house. Tommy is the doorbell and no one's there. And Tommy is the one who cares. So Tommy has just always been the ghost for me that's looked out for my mom when I'm not home. Tommy has given me a reason to be okay leaving my mom alone in Sacramento, especially in the town that she's in, and to be comfortable in hearing the late night sounds and not being spooked. But it's Halloween, it's time to be spooked, and that is a true story. I'm not lying. Tommy is with us. Tommy is with you. So what would we want three times? Now, what would we chant three times in a mirror to summon your podcast? Leave me a comment on Zay_SMR on Instagram and Twitter. Let me know. DM me. Go on my comments. Interact. Let's go, baby. Chant three times. Oh, it would be Zay Bay. And then after that would be Beyblade. And then it would be Yu-Gi-Oh! And then it would be It's-a-me, a Mario. And it would have to be in that order. Otherwise, you would summon Dark Haru from Fruits Basket. So, yeah. Good luck. Where would your podcast haunt? Oh, my gosh. Where would your podcast haunt? My podcast would haunt the ears of politicians that don't know what a Finsta is. Now, what is Finsta? It's one of your services, and it's killing the youth. But it's not ours. We don't we don't control fences. It's actually one of the positive aspects of our on our app here. Now, will you commit to getting rid of Fensta? I can't, sure. sorry, what's the scariest moment you've had on your podcast? Probably right now when my laptop said that it was going to shut off in about 5 seconds, so I need to go get the charger. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co, and be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. That would be Zay-SMR. Thank you. Okay, I'm back, and I just realized I said get your candy corn out, but I absolutely hate candy corn. It like reminds me of ears or earwax for some reason. Yeah, I can't get over that. I don't know why. I haven't had candy corn in about 12 years, so don't know why I said that. But sorry, let's get back into the question we were on, which was where would your podcast haunt? No. It was a scary moment. Scariest moment you've had on your podcast. It hasn't been that scary once you're in it, because once you're in it, it just continuously gets better. Like when you start at the very beginning of the podcast, it's always like, oh my gosh, how is this going to shape out? But I've been using a outline for this episode specific, and not for this episode really, this is just fun, but next episode will be structured and we'll see how that goes for you all listening. So not really scariest moment, just getting started. tagged that podcast that your podcast would haunt. Oh no. Like we're okay. I would haunt. Anybody that's spewing misinformation. Who would you resurrect to interview? Oh my gosh, man, I would resurrect, you know, maybe George Washington. I saw something recently that was saying something about George Washington being brown skin and discriminated against for his skin, and I just want to talk to him and say, is this what you wanted? This can't be what you wanted, right? What did you want from us? Because we're all just doing whatever the heck we want here. Or maybe it's not us, it's people at the very top. And everyone has a different definition of democracy and freedom, it seems. That's all I'll say. Is your podcast Team Vampire or Team Werewolf? And when they ask this, they mean, am I Team Edward or Team Jacob? And thankfully I have just binged the Twilight series, so in this case I'm going to say it's Team Edward always. Come on, look, I know white guy Taylor Lautner fooled you all into thinking he was some sort of Latin and that it's okay to be the second cuck. And it's okay. So what is it called? He put his imprint on that baby. You know, I like both of them. Edward was obviously cooler. Like, I don't understand. I mean, looking back on it like 10 years ago, I can see why there was such an uproar. But watching it in 2021, it's like, oh, it's Team Edward. The vampires literally rock. So my skin's glistening with 1,000 diamonds and it's beautiful. Love me. Throw your podcast. Oh, so say your podcast is thrown into the Stephen King movie. Which one is it? Next question. Would your podcast get lost in a corn maze? Oh, no. I guess I'll play along. No. You know, I'm trying to think of a... What should I call the listeners? Zayasamarites? No, that just sounds too close to Israelites, and that just causes problems. Let's say, Zayers? Zay-gang? We'll figure that out, but Zay-gang is above the rest, and you all are smart, are kind, are nice, give constructive criticism, and you all support me and share the podcast and all that fun stuff. So none of you would get lost in a corn maze. It's pumpkin carving time. What design would your podcast carve to a pumpkin? Nothing phallic, and nothing phallic. It would actually be Phyllis from The Office. I would love to see her on my pumpkin and make her into a jack-o'-lantern. And I would love big old Mama Phyllis on my walls, if you know what I mean. And let's see, what's the next question? What role would your podcast play in a horror movie? The killer? The first victim? The final girl? You know, I have to think of it as the podcast and not myself. You know, obviously for me, the black guy gets taken care of. But let's see. Say ASMR. I think ASMR is the killer. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh my gosh, I think I need time to think about this. I said I would push the ads back, but I need time to think on this. No, let's see. Your podcast is used as a horror movie's exposition, the monster slash killer. What creature slash person are they looking for? What creature slash person is my podcast? My creature slash person of my podcast is, you know,
the first thing that comes to mind is Team Edward Vampire Gang for life, for centuries, actually forever. I don't think they die, but
I'm just gonna go with vampires. We're almost done here, so hang on tight. What does your podcast usually do on Halloween? Have you celebrate? Ever since I passed the 12-year-old threshold, my podcast has done nothing but be chill vibes. It's ASMR, just like ASMR. Just chilling. Might throw a bucket outside. Now, I saw that there was a horror movie where it was like, you have to keep your... I didn't see it, of course. I'm a scaredy cat. But it was you had to keep your bucket of candy full, or I think they killed you or in the house. And that's terrifying to think of, because when I was younger, and my parents divorced, no one was home on Halloween, I'm pretty sure. And I just put a bucket outside, and that bucket was torn apart. I mean, people just shredded up, just absolutely gone in seconds, whole handfuls. And I didn't care. I think I was watching, ironically, I was watching, what's the sex movie? Grey's Anatomy. Grace of Time. What is it called? It's called 50 Shades of Grey. And it was horrible. It was horror. It was a horror film. I mean, I was young. The lights were dim. There was surround sound. And I was terrified. I felt uncomfortable. And to me at the time, it was a horror film. I was like, I'm going to go in my room and lie down. I feel alone in here in the movies. It's making me feel even more alone. It's scary. Nah, I'm just playing. Let's see. Next up, it says, what is your DS? Celebrate by watching, say, 50 Shades of Grey. What are the best Halloween candy slash treats to receive? Oh, we're finally here. The best candy slash treats to receive are the Kraken small crunchy chocolate bars. The small, did I already say Kraken? I said Kraken. The small crunchy crunch bars.
And anything Hershey's milk chocolate, of course. Any, you know, Kisses or anything like that. Or Haribo gummy bears are my ish. Shout out to the Germans for that. That's only the only thing I can really shout y'all out for at this time. Next will be, has anyone ever played a Halloween trick on your podcast? You know, this podcast is 2 months old. And, you know, we have a lot of maturity compared to the other podcasts. And we don't play that much. We don't play that mess, okay? So, no, we don't play tricked or get tricked. We're all smart here. And if it was a trick, it would be leaving poop on the doorstep and lighting it on fire like bench warmers. Would you ever broadcast your podcast live from a graveyard? Absolutely not. Where do I plug in my stuff? Of course not. I can't do it. I'm going to plug it into Jerry's chest. I'm going to squid game his eyes, put it in his eye sockets. Podbean, what is this? What are these questions? Maybe I should come up with my own. But this is content. What are some of your podcasting superstitions? I always have to meditate beforehand. And now that we have the room, I have to close the door. I always like to take a deep breath and have some water before I go on, because if not, you'll hear me like sucking down spit. And so I have to kind of like move away from the microphone to do that if I have to. So I keep a cup of water next to me and I meditate just to kind of clear my head and just get prepared to, like, you know, just like any like athletic performance that I've done in my life, just trying to prepare, get my mind right and be prepared to like entertain, but also share and think of things on the fly. You have to have some sort of improv and at the same time just kind of like relax. So yeah, that's what I do. If you could interview any cryptid on your podcast, like Bigfoot, Nessie, Fresno Crawler, who would it be? I only know Bigfoot. Should I look this up? I don't really want to, so I'm not going to. And so Bigfoot would be on here. I mean, everyone's looking for him. If you saw on my blog recently, that helped them out. So yeah, maybe he could help me out if he'll talk to me instead of getting all that beef jerky. Maybe he'll share some beef jerky with me. Okay, what are your podcast plans for Halloween this year? This is it. My goal here was to have you all just get to know me, have fun, relax, and listen to some ZSMR, baby. What other thing is better for your Halloween than, you know, to chill out with me and listen to me talk about cryptids? I can tell you about crypto. Am I right? What is your podcast Halloween costume? Yesterday at work, we went as rockers, and I really rocked it. And it felt like one of the best days of my year to dress up with people, to coordinate, to have everyone show up, and to have everyone be COVID negative was awesome. To feel a part of something, to feel a part of a group, to feel social, to go outside again, to take our mask off and take that photo, and to hopefully, I don't know the results, but to hopefully win the costume contest, and everyone put their own spin on it, and everyone bring their own props. It was just a really big team effort that I haven't felt in a while. And after going through some tough times recently, it felt awesome. And tell my dad I love him. That was irrelevant, but I mean, to you all it is, I guess. What's your favorite scary story? This is the last and final pod tour post. And as we're coming to a close, before I say anything else, thank you all so much for supporting me. Thank you all for allowing me to try new things. Thank you for letting me do a solo pod and have my friends on. Thank you for allowing me to live out my dreams. I appreciate you and everything you do. I do not care if you join the Patreon or if you sign up and listen to do listener support and do like $1 a month or whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact that I'm able to do this and that anyone will listen anywhere in the world is just bizarre to me, and I appreciate you all so much, and I hope that you can all hear my sarcasm or get my humor. And sometimes when I like plug myself, it's a joke, so please don't take that too seriously. I mean, I can't tell you what to do, but yeah. And I just wanted to take that chance to say thank you, And I'm going to answer this last question. Now, here we go. What's your favorite scary story? Have you ever talked about it or shared it on your podcast? My favorite scary story. I mean, there was times where we would be on top of, I mean, this was me personally. We were on top of like a house that was being built and the cops came. That was scary. The cops are scary. It's for me. That reminds me of bad times for me personally. Horror. What's your favorite scary story? America. This is America, maybe? Maybe it's, I don't want to get too crazy. It's Halloween, so Halloween. Let me think of another one. Scary story. I mean, man, I remember growing up, there used to be this sound every night, and I don't know what it was. It was like a every night at midnight, and I don't know what it was. And it would make this, you know, the hairs on my neck stand up and it would come up out of my sleep. And I can never figure out what it was. I mean, I've lived through hurricanes, tornadoes, 2 tornadoes at once. Pause. And that was one of the scariest moments. I can't think of anything else. I mean, I've tried to stay away from haunted houses and they hate me there. The last one I went to. They said I was too loud and told me to shut up. So, I think, yeah, that's the scariest story. I remember that story growing up. And so that's the final question. Let me just take some time to recap who I am. If this is your first time listening, I'm Isaiah. I grew up in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, in a town of like 4,000 people, super small town. And no one really left. But my dad, God, whoever you want to say, brought us to Texas 12 years later. Left all my friends and even family behind. A lot of family on the East Coast. And went to Texas. And in Texas, I had a whole bunch of different experiences. Met a whole bunch of different people. And this podcast is kind of, you know, sharing my life story. Like, hey, you can be young and black and be the only black person in your classes and stuff and still, you know, and learn to be prejudiced or like, you know, you can be ignorant. You can not know that Filipino people existed and you got to allow people to change. You got to allow people to grow. And I will get into that in another podcast recently, but I just wanted to take that time to reflect. I had a lot of fun here and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you again. So yes, feel free to go to my link tree on any of my social media, Zay_ZAY_SMR on Instagram and Twitter. Leave me a rating on whatever podcast platform. If you enjoyed, please be a 5-star. DM me, tell me what I can do better. And next time on next episodes, we're gonna be getting into sports and I have some other things written down here. We're going to get into some sports. We're going to go over some personal stories of mine, get into the entertainment news, tech news, international and political news. We're also going to talk about the environment. So stay tuned. We're going to hopefully have on, they don't know this yet. Oh, they do. Hopefully my brother, my mom, my dad. I want to have Delana's mom on here. I want to have Alex, professional doctorate physical therapist on there. I'm planning on reaching out to James Hancock III, professional comedian, and I'm going to tell you all why people don't like my name soon. Thank you for listening. A big thank you to today's sponsor, Stamps.com. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. Within minutes, you're up and running printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get an exclusive discount on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines.
If you have a small business sending out stickers or clothes like I am, or you're trying to send your loved ones packages or letters for the holidays, use Stamps.com. Cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code POD, that's P-O-D, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. POD, capital P-O-D. Thank you. What's up, everyone? It's Isaiah here of the ZSMR podcast. Usually, this show is about mental health struggles, building creative community, giving personal slash comedic interviews or solo takes on current news for people going through tough times, dealing with the pandemic, or just life. Creatures. Don't use a script. Talk from the heart, people. Oh my gosh, I am back. I am back, and I just realized that in the beginning I said get your candy corn out, but I absolutely hate Hank. Wow. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I like you. You know what you can do? You can head to the description or hit those three little dots on your screen and hit go to show. There you can leave me a voice message or support the podcast for as little as $1 a month through the anchor links you see there. No pressure. All right, pretend I wasn't here. Hey, you made it. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share, like, DM me on Instagram and Twitter at Zay_SMR. I'm also on Discord. And if you go to zaysmr.wordpress.com, there's also a blog of all my episodes there that I'm going to be updating. I appreciate you so much. Take care.